Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of your questions have kind of centered around kids and their health, and are they going to need glasses because they've been on screens for almost a year, you know, looking at their tablets or trying to do their math or algebra or, you know, I've been trying to keep my kids off the computers because, you know, there's porn and things like that. And now, you know, I see them on the computer and I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing my homework, Mom. Like, yeah, right. So is it unsafe? Has it been unhealthy for the kids to be on computers that long for over a year? Didn't we want to limit screen time to no more than an additional hour or 2 hours, depending on, you know, education and things like that for young kids? Weren't we trying to limit screen time in 2019? And here we were in 2020, kids were on a computer now for hours. All of a sudden, nobody's talking about limiting screen time for kids. Well, parents want to know, especially since there's a lot of back and forth with teachers on if the schools are going to reopen. And, you know, we've talked about that and where I kind of stand on it. You know, if the teachers don't feel safe, they think they're going to get sick, they're going to call out. And if there's not enough substitutes, the kids are going to have to go back and forth. But if you have teachers vaccinated, if you have people that want to teach kids and want to get back there, the sooner we can get those kids back into the classroom, I feel the better. Because it's been almost a year. Now, where are we going to see a bunch of kids need glasses? Have we seen more kids need glasses? Well, what we are seeing is computer vision syndrome. So I'll get calls from parents, because remember, I do telemedicine. So I'm licensed in 12 different states, so I have parents calling in saying, my kid keeps rubbing their eyes, or my kid has headaches, my kid has neck pain, my kid has poor posture, my kid's not sleeping. I haven't had a lot of blurred vision. I haven't had a lot of complaints of parents saying their kids need glasses. Why is that? Well, because who diagnosed a child with poor vision? The school. The teachers did. When I was 11 years old, you know, I was always, oh, call on me, call on me. Right? And I'm like, Dahlia, what? I know the answer. What? Wait, what was the question? They'd call on me, and I couldn't see the board. I'd start to squint to see the board. I didn't even realize I was doing it. I didn't think I had a vision issue. But I just kind of started to squint. Teacher caught that, sent me to the nurse. I had to get an eye test. All of a sudden, I find out I need glasses when I was in the sixth grade. I was devastated. No, I was 11. Yeah, sixth grade. So I was just devastated. Right? Mind you, 11, that's when you start to, you know, grow boobs and you're worried that you're going to have a period in a couple years and it's not very fun. I'm about to go through puberty. So being 11 was not really a fun year for me, even though 13 was the real bad year. So teachers are the ones diagnosing the vision issues. So if you hear any experts out there going, no, we really haven't seen a lot of, you know, amblyopia, or we haven't really seen a lot of need for kids to, you know, request glasses, it's because if all they are is on a screen for hours on end and nobody has a chalkboard to test them on, they're being undiagnosed. So if you see a drop, it's an artificial drop, wait till the kids go back to school, then we're going to probably see a rise in that. But what I'm seeing, because I'm not an ophthalmologist, I'm a family physician, and News 3 had interviewed me and Dr. Marietta Nelson. Marietta Nelson, I trained under. I love her to death. She's taking care of my kids. She does agree that screen time can cause nearsightedness as well. But what I'm also seeing is the insomnia. I don't know how many of you have kids that aren't sleeping well. My son is Excuse me, my son is one of them. So my son, he could just put his head on the pillow. Over the last 4 or 5 months, he goes, Mom, I can't sleep. I can't fall asleep. I go, you need to get off the computer. He goes, but I can't because I have homework. So he's on the computer all day, and then he has homework. So I say, well, then do your homework and then go outside, get into the hot tub, you know, maybe just take a walk, get some of the outside moonlight to kick in your melatonin. But we're having a lot of issues with kids and their screen time. So between the eye strain, between the dry eyes, some kids are getting blurred vision, neck pain, insomnia. There's some things that I recommend and eye doctors recommend. So there's something that's been out there called the 20-20-20 rule. And we spoke about that when we talked about eye strain and smartphones and tablets and computers. So the 20-20-20 rule is every 20 minutes you need to stop. You need to look at something 20 feet away. And you need to do that for about 20 seconds. The 20-20-20-20 rule also adds you need to blink 20 times. Now, teachers can incorporate this. I don't know if many of them already do in their curriculum, where as soon as an alarm goes off, they'll say, all right, everybody, stop. Look at something. Look out the window. Everybody look out the window. I want you to guys do that for about 20 seconds. And now everybody blink 20 times. Why would we say to blink 20 times? Because when people stare at a computer, they forget to blink. So they start getting dry eyes. And when you blink, at least you can moisten the eyes a little bit. You know, once you dry out the cornea, that's not good. And kids aren't crying as much because they're not getting yelled at by the teacher. They're not getting bullied. And they're not getting in trouble with their parents because they're home all day. So you don't see as much crying like you did in class. I would cry because I'd get all excited about lunch and then it would be Sloppy Joe. I hated Sloppy Joe. And I'm like, I'm hungry. So I cried a lot in school. I was a big crier. So, and then there's the 20-20-20-22 rule. The 2 means kids should be outside and play outside for 2 hours a day. I love that rule. I mean, I don't think I even got to, when I was growing up, have that much time to play outside. But what did we do after school? And my mom would have to cook, my mom would have to clean, she'd go outside. And if there was a neighbor parent standing outside watching us or whatever, they would do that. We'd run around and play, and she'd check on us and make sure we're okay and tell us to stay out the street and yell at us, and now we'll get a whooping. And, you know, so if you really want to protect your kids' eyes, one is let's try to get the back of the classroom so then they have that distance and they aren't just staring at a screen. But we are, and we discussed this early on in the pandemic, that we're going to see some problems with kids who have been forced and chained to a computer screen. Good job, News 3, for reporting on this. Unless we get them to take breaks, blink, look away, play outside, or get them back at school to look at a board. And that's when we're going to start diagnosing more nearsightedness. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Get Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a lot more news around the bend coming when it comes to coronavirus. And the variants seem to kind of slow down some of the progress we want to make. We have some fantastic news coming out of Israel where they are finding that vaccination might be the way out when it comes to, fighting off this pandemic. So Israel has had the opportunity to vaccinate the majority of their country because it's so small. They only have 9 million people. And so we've been looking to Israel on what sort of effect did their robust coronavirus vaccine program have. So this is being reported by New York Times, and they say that cases of COVID-19 and hospitalizations did drop dramatically among people who were vaccinated within just a few weeks. This is according to this study. The rapid vaccine rollout has made it now kind of a test laboratory for the world, they say. They also say that early data suggests that the vaccines are working nearly as well in practice as they did in clinical trials. So Eran Sigal said, "We say with caution, the magic has started." He is a quantitative biologist at the Weizmann Institute of Science and co-author of a new study on the vaccine's impact in Israel. This news couldn't come, you know, too quickly. We need to know that all the effort we're doing and the money we're spending is, and the time and the, you know, risks we're taking is not for naught. We need to know that this could, you know, lead us out of the quote-unquote pandemic. And I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic that the vaccines will work. I am. Even with the whole variant issue, I'm not optimistic that we're going to reach herd immunity, which we talked about. Herd immunity is where you need at least 70% of the population taking a vaccine or having immunity. So we don't have 70% of the population excited about taking the vaccine. But I do feel that this virus is mutating quickly enough that if enough people get the vaccine and the virus does become more weak and we have more medications and we start building more hospitals, then we're not going to be overwhelmed. And the overwhelming is what unfortunately put us at risk for the quote-unquote COVID pandemic and lockdowns. So they say the world is racing to curb the virus before more dangerous mutations spread. Dire vaccine shortages may prevent other countries from replicating Israel's success, they say. And they also want to stop new variants from emerging. So one of you had asked, how do you prevent a new variant? What can we do? Are we helpless? We're actually not helpless. We're not helpless because if you can stop the COVID virus from finding hosts and replicating to the degree that they need to because the person is vaccinated or has immunity, then that limits the numbers of chances or the statistics for that virus to mutate. So once we start to get a grip on this sucker and we're able to prevent replication and host and virus hopping, you're going to see that we're going to do better. Okay? And we'll be able to slow down on these mutant viruses. Now, that being said, nobody has explained to us where this virus came from originally. We know there was SARS back in 2002 to 2003. We know China had a couple lab accidents. We know that the virus started off in bats. This was a zoonotic disease that was able to jump species from animals to then humans, jump complete, you know, species. So I know my optimism might not be shared by others because people are thinking, well, if this is what happened 2020, what happens in 2025? But, you know, I can't comment on if this was designed on purpose, if it was tinkered with by accident, if it was a lab accident. I'm leaning more towards this was a lab accident. I don't know if I'm convinced that COVID was designed to affect the China population and then move on to the rest of the world. I'm not there yet. I just don't believe that, but I do believe, because China has had a history of lab accidents, that there was a lab accident. And I also do believe that this virus was tinkered with. I think countries all over study bioweapons. And SARS, the COVID virus, SARS from 2002-2003, was in a lab, was in multiple labs in China. They were studying it. There was a lab accident in 2004 when they were transferring it from departments. So we know they were studying the virus. Whether they tinkered with it, I don't know. Whether somebody ate bat soup, I don't know. So Israel having success with their vaccines And vaccines showing effectiveness is a very, very good sign. A new Israeli study looked at national health statistics for people 60 years and older who received the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine first because of their high risk. They analyzed data from 6 weeks into the vaccination campaign. When the majority of people that age had been vaccinated, they found that the number of new COVID cases dropped by 41% compared to 3 weeks earlier. That is fantastic. The group experienced a 31% drop in hospitalizations with the coronavirus and a drop of 24% of those who became critically ill. So I don't care about positive cases as much as I care about who was in the hospital and who became ill. The study, they say, is important because the authors were able to isolate other factors, like lockdowns, which also reduced the number of infections. The researchers found that even those taking factors into account, the vaccines had a significant impact. So if people have been isolating, if they've been wearing their mask, if they've been doing everything they're supposed to, just as they did in October, just as they did in August, and now we're seeing numbers go down, and we're seeing those people in the hospital were not vaccinated, and we don't see people in the hospital who have had the vaccine, that's positive. Now, mind you, I don't believe the vaccine has been out enough to know what the long-term immunity is. Nobody can say that these vaccines confer a year immunity. We're not there yet because we don't have the vaccines, we don't have the data, they haven't been out that long. So there is a chance that it could be waned immunity. And remember I spoke about this months ago, where I wish the mass vaccination could happen all at once, because the longer it gets spread out, then if some of the early vaxxers in December lose their immunity, let's say by April. I'm not saying that's been studied. Right now we believe there's a good few months immunity, maybe longer. But if there was any possibility that the immunity waned and then new variants came, as we're, you know, piecemealing this, unfortunately, we might see more data this spring with those who were vaccinated. I'm hoping that the vaccine weakens, but if we would have vaccinated everybody, then the virus, even if the immunity waned, would have less people to jump on. But, you know, we'll see what happens with Israel. The other issue we're having is there's some countries that probably won't even see a vaccine till summer. They could brew the virus and also create more mutations in it inadvertently. So, did Pfizer or Moderna tell us like it is? Apparently in Israel, they believe that the vaccine protection in practice may be as good as it was touted in the clinical trial. People who volunteer for trials may not represent the population as a whole. But, you know, and also it's difficult to administer the vaccine. Like, I'm supposed to get my vaccine technically on the 20th, but in reality, I'm not going to get it at the three-week mark. If there's not enough vaccines, no, it's not going to happen. So, you know, I won't be able to replicate what happened in the clinical setting. But according to Maccabee Healthcare Services, out of the 416,900 people they vaccinated, only 254 had gotten COVID-19 a week after their second dose. And every single one of those cases were mild. So that's all we care about. We want to keep people out of the hospital and keep people from dying. We don't care if you have the sniffles. Now, yes, we got flu coming around the bend. You know, where was flu this year? People say, well, it was the mask and the social distancing that, you know, caused flu not to be so prevalent. Yeah, but then why did COVID cases go up? So I'm still not 100% on that. I'm thinking more so the theory is COVID competed with the flu. And if the flu didn't have a chance to spread and mutate, then the flu couldn't be as much of a force. So, yeah, I think mass and social distancing helped, but there's something else to it. So that's good news, good data. The FDA is starting to, you know, work towards hopefully approving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, so we'll keep you guys posted on that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate moves ahead with a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package after a long night of voting. The reconciliation procedure used by Democrats to pass President Biden's plan allowed for an unlimited amount of resolutions to be considered in the Senate. $15 an hour minimum wage is included in this reconciliation. Another amendment sought to ensure upper-income taxpayers are not eligible for the $1,400 payments in the plan. The vote on the measure passed 99-1. The House voted on Thursday evening to remove Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments because of previous public statements. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday called it a partisan power grab. The vote, 230-199, was pretty much down party lines. A New Mexico State police officer was fatally shot on Highway 10 between Las Cruces and Deming Thursday. The officer killed his 28-year-old Darian Jarrett. The suspect is 39-year-old Omar Felix Cuerva. This is USA Radio News. China continues its aggressive behavior. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News,
"Well, Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of our listeners in Santa Clarita says he doesn't want his kids to go to college because of the quote-unquote liberal teachings and indoctrination that the kids are getting on college campuses. Can I speak on that? You know, it's interesting. I went to college, and when I went to college, Bill Clinton was running for office. I liked Bill Clinton. I voted for Bill Clinton. I had worked at the EPA. Loved the environment. Thought Al Gore was cool. Even though I had, you know, been a fan of Ronald Reagan and some of those policies, I didn't really know where I was politically. And I, you know, I was like, well, there's Bill Clinton, you know, he seems to be talking to, you know, talking to us. He came to visit the campus, and, you know, we were like, oh, yeah, 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 Bill. And then the whole Monica Lewinsky thing happened, and I don't know. You know, when you're young, you want to change the world and you want to vote for the younger, cooler guy. And so, you know, I supported Bill Clinton, not that I knew anything about politics. And I liked the guy. He was a good speaker. I didn't really follow too much how his politics went and, you know, what happened to the country. I do know, because I was an adult and I was starting to pay taxes, that the economy was amazing where I was living during the Bush years. And then I do remember how things went pretty sour, you know, for my practice with Obamacare. So, you know, obviously I have some, you know, biases towards economic policies when it comes to one party or the other. Although I do also have some biases towards social, you know, justice, and, you know, towards gay marriage, and towards, so I'm that's why I'm independent. I'm very, you know, I think I'm very common sense, and I think a lot of Republicans and Democrats do agree with my approach to politics now is, you know, can we make common sense? We don't overspend, but do we help those in need? Do we make sure people have skin in the game as opposed to just doing, you know, handouts? Like, for example, can some of these, you know, Medicaid or free clinics, you know, possibly charge maybe $5? Maybe if there's a little skin in the game, we can have people a little bit more engaged with their health. I don't know. I think there's a better way to do things. I like free market. I'm not a fan of socialized medicine, so I'm very, you know, I'm very mixed with my views, and I believe I'm pretty moderate. So when I was in college, did I pick up in the 90s a lot of politics being infused? I don't remember that because I took a lot of science classes, but I do remember that almost every class I had, there was this enthusiasm or this, you know, bias towards Bill Clinton. And so maybe it was present when I was going to school. Maybe, who knows, maybe that's why I did vote for him. I don't remember. That was a long time ago, and most of our college years are very difficult to remember as it is. But college these days, I do see direct injection of politics, even in classes where it's not supposed to be. And so when I taught medical school, I had to be very, very careful, I thought, with not airing any of my political views. I was honest to the students that, you know, that ACA was not the best thing for those with a little private family neighborhood family medicine clinic. Deductible stunk, you know. I told them, guys, that was my opinion. But I also told them that I was for, you know, not having pre-existing conditions, excluding people from getting care, etc. So when I was asked about my feelings, I shared them. But when I was teaching material, I just taught the material. And I kept politics out of it. But that's not happening. Cornell Law School professor William Jacobson has launched a database listing 220 universities and their approach to critical race theory. He claims the database will help parents choose a school for their children. This is a Cornell Law School professor. And the reason why this has spawned a lot of controversy is critical race theory basically says that white supremacy is an ideology that is baked into a lot of the structures of society and the law. And critics say that, so there's a huge emphasis on the color of one's skin. And in some colleges, for example, they're allowing racial groups to segregate and be in their own class. Now, this is something that is unheard of because I thought we desegregated in the 1960s. But if somebody feels uncomfortable being with white students, they could be in a class with no white students. So we're starting to see on college campuses, which does concern me, that we're almost starting to see segregation. We're almost starting to see race come back in. I believe there was a college professor in Southern California that got nailed because some students had approached him during the Black Lives Matter protest and asked if there could be leniency given to some of the other students that had to miss class to protest. And he had said, I treat all students the same. Everybody gets treated the same. So if you come to class, you come to class. If you take your test, you take your test. I'm treating everybody the same. I thought that was what teachers were supposed to do. Instead, he got in trouble because he didn't provide leniency to a group of students who went to the BLM protests. So I think a lot of teachers and professors are now falling and tripping over each other, trying to figure out what they're supposed to do that doesn't cause discrimination or accuse them of being racist. But if you have a teacher that says, oh, absolutely, if you don't want to be, you know, in this classroom, you want to be in a separate room, we'll separate you. You know, if you want, let's say your score graded differently than somebody else, these are things that I thought the 1960s prevented and overcame. So I understand that there's a lot of parents out there going, okay, what's going on? For those of us that grew up, I'm a Gen Xer, you used to get in trouble if you would say, Bob walked into a room, they bought a box of candy. I would get in trouble because, no, it's he. That's singular. If Mary walked into the room, she. Well, now because of gender identity and, you know, not labeling a gender, you're not supposed to use it. So we're now using, all right, somebody walks into the room, we're now allowed to cross the singular and plural. So for those teachers or educators or those people that are kind of older going back to school, they're trying to write a paper. We're finding that many of them are getting dinged on their papers if they say Bob walked into a store, he bought this. I believe there was a class up in Reno where students were getting dinged on their papers because they weren't using gender-neutral terms. So, you know, it's, I understand there's progress. I understand there are things that are changing, you know, but it's, you know, some parents are concerned that if they send their children to a college and spend the money that they're spending, you know, are they really learning chemistry? Are they really learning the arts, or are politics ingrained? There's classes now that are mandatory, either in women's studies, in African-American studies. And mind you, we want diversity. We want people to learn, learn about, you know, our ancestors and what had to be overcome. But when you are given a project discussing why you are privileged and what you need to do to stop having a privileged attitude, you know, I get that's where we are with society, but if a class is supposed to be teaching science or teaching math, stick to the science and math. That's what the student is signing up and paying for. If they're taking a societal or a sociology class, then yes, that's in there. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. So when the pandemic hit last year, you know, I was on social media and you saw all the memes. And one of my favorite memes was when we were in lockdown. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we locked down, I think, March 23rd. And so the following weekend, there was a meme floating around going, I'm taking a look at this weekend's travel plans. And, you know, I'm getting all jealous going, you know, wow, they're looking at a map. They're looking at this week's travel plans. And it was a, you know, picture of the person's apartment floor plan. Right? They're going to go to the bedroom. They're going to go to the bathroom. They're going to go to the kitchen. Okay, that was this week's travel plans. And then I also saw the memes of the drinking. Like, so does this mean we get to drink while on the job? Does this mean we get to drink, you know, during the day? So, yeah, there were a lot of jokes. Unfortunately, those of us in the medical field knew this wasn't a joke. Right? We knew that we would be, unfortunately, seeing huge relapses, you know, in all the progress we made with the opioid epidemic and in terms of smoking and vaping. Remember all that progress we were making? We were starting to get kids off vapes. We were starting to get people off smoking. Yeah, people gained weight. We have an obesity epidemic because people aren't smoking and, you know, curbing their appetite, but at least we're getting people off the smokes. Right? And then with the opioids, we start to write less opioids, and we were like, you know, yay, and people in pain are like, not yay, but, you know, at least we were lowering opioid deaths. We had another crisis, a pain crisis, we were still working with, but, you know, we were making progress. In terms of alcohol rehab, we had AA meetings throughout the country, we had medications like Anabuse that can kind of help, you know, prevent some of the cravings by making you vomit. Not my favorite sort of medication to prescribe, but we have therapists. We were making moves. We were, you know, we were crushing it. Then the pandemic comes and people lose their jobs. Now, do you think you're going to stick to your diet? Do you think you're going to, you know, stick to your therapy? How are you going to be able to go to your AA meetings if there's a lockdown, there's a pandemic? So everybody moved to Zoom. Zoom stock went up. People were on the computer. Now, you know, those in the medical arena said, great, go to telemedicine. And I do telemedicine. I love telemedicine. I got into telemedicine before this all happened, luckily, you know, because then doctors flooded it. A lot of telemedicine companies can't take doctors now because they have too many. But we knew that there was a big difference between being there, holding that person's hand, being there for them, picking up on alcohol abuse. I don't like really calling somebody an alcoholic or calling it alcoholism, but, you know, overusing alcohol, we could pick up on that. You know, I could pick up on an overeater or on a binger or, you know, or somebody who, you know, purges. And there are things that you could pick up on a physical exam that you really can't do over the phone. So we knew that there would be relapsing. Well, we're slowly starting to get some of that data. So in the UK, they recorded a record high number of alcohol-related deaths. Apparently, they saw 5,460 deaths related to alcohol abuse in the first three quarters of 2020, which is a 16.4% increase over the same period of 2019. Now, remember, the UK is, you know, Great Britain. That's Europe. Europeans drink, you know, probably at a higher percentage than Americans do. So if they had a spike, I mean, you know, you would think if anybody knows how to handle their alcohol, you know, it's British. They, you know, they know what they're doing, right? They also know their tea. I mean, the only tea I like is the Long Island iced tea. But they know their tea, they know their alcohol, they know their beer. They're not novices. For them to have a 16.4% spike in deaths, that's concerning. Now, where are the American numbers? We don't have the American numbers yet. Usually we're a year or two behind. CDC's busy right now, right? They're trying to figure out Dr. Fauci and how many masks we're supposed to wear. And I get Dr. Fauci is trying the best he can. There's a meme that's out there now where Dr. Fauci just has the whole box saying, you know, just wear the whole box. I got a box of masks, you know. We're the whole boss. I think that's hilarious, that meme. But anyway, so Fauci has his hands full. The CDC has their hands full, you know. So we don't have the numbers yet of alcohol-related deaths. And if so, if they tested positive for COVID, they're probably going to be listed under the COVID deaths. But what we do have data is our alcohol sales increased 54% at the beginning of the pandemic when lockdowns went into effect. 54%. So when I was buying toilet paper, and I was trying to get my hormones, you know, because I'm perimenopausal. I think I'm in menopause, but, you know, I'm still in my 40s, so I'm going to use the peri part. And, I bought, like, Top Ramen. Yeah. I bought a bunch of frozen meat, You know, because we like meat in my family. So while I was buying all that, there was other people hitting the alcohol. Which, by the way, if you are looking at inflation, that might not be a bad idea, you know, to stock up. But for us, we don't really drink a lot. So unfortunately, we have wine that goes old, it gets old, and, you know. And the last thing I need is, you know, my kids' friends going into the alcohol. And then I have a vodka bottle that's just full of water when they refill it. But for, I'm not surprised that we regressed on our progress with alcohol. And why would alcohol abuse be at risk? Why would we even be spending time on that? Don't we have bigger fish to fry? Well, no. When you have somebody bored, when you have somebody at home, when you have somebody who is dreading, right, the future, I mean, you know, you would think going back to work and us reopening is a light at the end of the tunnel. That's not what's happening. You have many people scared because they know that when they do go back, and whether they're a food server, whether they're a bartender, whether they're in entertainment, etc., the money's not going to be like it was. All right, the tips aren't going to be there. There's still going to be limitations on how many people can be at a restaurant, etc. You still have the social distancing, your mask. You'll have more work because now after every single person comes by, you got to clean, you know, with credit cards. There's going to be new software. A lot of the software is trying to do wireless money or contactless money. So, you know, if you were, you know, in a position where you were dealing with cash, now you have to have new software and contactless sort of, you know, gadgets for payment. And so for those people that have been told, look, when we go back to work, these are the changes. They're not that excited. Not to mention getting to have been home, hanging out with the pets. I love coming home and seeing my pets, hanging out with the kids, being able to access your computer, access your gym, access your, you know, maybe like your home equipment. That's a really tough thing to give away when you have to now go back and you have to be around people. So there's, it's, I think people are concerned. And once you start to drink, you get a little used to it. And then you're like, well, that drink did nothing. And then you take more. And then you drink more. So I wouldn't be surprised if we have people who weren't even drinkers now very dependent on a moderate amount of alcohol. And once they get to that step, how do you roll it back? Okay, well, you know, I used to scare my patients. I like scaring my patients. You know, I like saying you're killing your liver. Now, I know that's not what we learned in family medicine. You're supposed to say, oh, well, you know, your liver might be a little healthier. And I'm like, you're killing your liver. Stop it. All right? Does your liver really want that? Does it really want vodka? Does it really want that? But when you have somebody who, that's what they do, they drink. The withdrawals are so bad. In fact, the withdrawals could be deadly. You know, a lot of wives are like, why don't I just, you know, clear out all the bottles? Well, because they could seize and die. If an alcoholic is that, if somebody who has severe, you know, alcohol use and abuse, you know, misses a dose or two, they could go into delirium tremens, DTs. In fact, we used to in the hospital give alcohol through the IV just so they would, because we weren't going to hand them a beer. We didn't want them to go into DTs and Cs. So we would give them alcohol, we would give them Ativan, you know, to prevent that seizure threshold. So withdrawing somebody from alcohol takes a village. It also takes a medical provider, it takes a therapist. Are people seeing the doctor? Are they seeing the therapist? So this is a problem that's kind of like a can being kicked down the road. We're so worried about getting kids back to school, and understandably so. We're so worried about getting the vaccine rollout that there's this whole other pandemic starting. And it's been, you know, News 13, News 3 has talked to me about it. They've been on it. I mean, the media has seen it, but nobody else has really talked about it or addressed it because they can't. So I'm telling you right now, if you see a family member in trouble, you need to get them help. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR, don't go away.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.